Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful planet of ours, this Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Ohm Times Radio Network. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, or the Seattle Seer, here broadcasting live from my West Seattle studio. Just want to thank you so much for tuning in today, spending your afternoon with us, your lunch break or your dinner break. We do like to say to our inspired listeners that you are the inspired and the inspiration. So kick on some comfortable clothes, grab a cup of tea, kick back for the next 60 minutes because we're going to be having a very interesting conversation in the world of psychic, metaphysics, spirituality, seances, ectoplasm. It's going to be a good show, I promise. And over on the East Coast is my fabulous co-host, Kim Thalken, founder of Love First. Hi, Kim. Happy Wisdom Wednesday to you.
Hi, Mark, and hi to all of our inspired listeners. Yes, it is going to be an interesting hour, isn't it? I can hardly wait. Like you and I were talking earlier, this is going to be a really good one where people are going to be very interested in hearing more about our guest background and all the work that she's done in this area. But if you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can do that. You can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And as I understand, we've already got a question that's come in. Of course, you can call us live at 202-570-7057. And you can send through your questions on social media as well. The other thing I'd like to say, too, is that you can listen to all of our archives on Ohm Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, LoveFirst.info, YouTube, and iTunes. So there's really not a place you can't find us anymore these days, Mark, and that's a good thing us and our listeners. We do have an inspired affirmation every month, and for the month of February, it is, money flows in my life. I am prosperous. And that's a big one for a lot of folks out there. Finances are always a big aspect of life that people are wanting to master a little bit more and experience more of. So working with inspired affirmations can help to do that in all aspects of life. If you'd like to learn more about the work that I do with my practice, which is Love First, where life transformations happen, in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia, and also with an office in Encino, California. You can learn more about my work and also schedule sessions with me at lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info. And so if there's anything that I can do to assist you in the way of readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, I would love to do that. I'm honored to do this work, and it's my passion, and this is where I'm meant to be, and what brings me joy, so I would love to work with you. And back to you, Mark. We got to get this show rolling over here because people are excited.
We got a lot of information to cover, but I was also going to say you're born to do radio as we move into our third season of Inspired Living Radio, and I hope many more seasons to come because radio is so fun for me Kim, because we get to
Yeah.
talk to amazing people, people that are, really making a change in this world and a difference in this world. And Shannon's going to be one of them today that we're going to be talking to. And over the course of 3 seasons, we've been blessed and humbled to have some amazing people on our show. And I just want to take
Yeah.
just a brief second just to just send out my thoughts for, there's a lot going on in the world. And the Inspired Living radio platform was created to inspire people, to get people to come together. And I just, want to send my thoughts and prayers and healing out for all the families associated with the terrible shooting that took place in Florida and in Parkland. And, this is why we do radio, is to inspire and bring people together. So I just want to let the families know and any of our Inspired listeners that have been impacted, by a shooting. My family has been impacted by a shooting, so it does hit close to home. I've been in two active shooter lockdowns working, at the federal building, so I understand where this is coming from, and I just wanted to just give an inspired listening shout out and just let people know that we're here and this is why we do what we do. And if you want to check out the
Mark, you
work that
cut
I'm
out there
doing.
for a minute.
Oh, did I
Oh.
cut out?
Yeah, just for a moment.
Okay. If you want to check out any of the work that I'm doing, please visit marklanehart.com. You can internet search the Intuitive Prospector. I do have an event coming up in March called Spiritual Conversations and Connections. It's a public event in mediumship. If you're interested in getting tickets for that, please visit marklanehart.com. I would love to do a little spiritual prospecting with you for your own spiritual gold. So let's get into today's topic, which is a book. I first met Shannon Taggart back in England at the Arthur Findlay College of Psychic Science, Spirituality, Healing, Mediumship back in the winter of 2016, which is kind of mind-blowing. I can't believe that 2 years has already gone by. And she was there in the same class as I was doing research and taking pictures at the college. Called Seance, Spiritual Ritual, and the Search for Ectoplasm. Part of its documentary, part of its ghost story. What's really cool is it was forwarded by Dan Aykroyd, who I did not realize was a fourth generation spiritualist. So again, I'm learning something new. And it's been 16 years of in the making for this part documentary, part ghost story. And the seance blurs the boundary between anthropology and art with an unprecedented look at the religion of spiritualism. So we're going to be spending the next hour talking about Shannon's book. We're going to be talking about the pictures she's taken, how she got into this. You may have some questions. Like I said, we already have a question from one of our international listeners. And if you're in the United States and you want to call in, please do so at 1-202-570 7057. That's for calls within the United States. If you are outside the United States, please post a question on our Facebook page, which is Inspired Living Radio, and we'll be happy to ask the question. Shannon Taggart is a photographer based in Brooklyn, New York. Her photographs have been exhibited and featured internationally, including within the publications of Time, New York Times Magazine, Discover, and Newsweek, so some pretty big publications for her. Her work has also been recognized by Nikon, Magnum Photos, and the is it Shannon? Is it the Inge Morais Foundation? Am I saying that right?
Oh, Inga Morath. Inga Morath
Inge
Foundation.
Morais.
She was,
Okay.
yeah.
American Photography, the International Photography Awards, and the Alexa Foundation for World Peace from 2014 through 2016. And she was a scholar and artist in residence at the Morbid Anatomy Museum in New York. So that sounds kind of morbid. So we'll talk about that as well. But Shannon, want to welcome to Inspired Living Radio. Thank you so much for spending the next hour with us here on the air.
Thanks for having
Welcome.
me, Mark. Thanks, Kim.
So let's talk with your interest. When I first met you at the college, you were doing research. You were taking photographs. You really had an interest in adding to this research that you're doing. Now, what you did in 2016, is that also part of this book as well?
Yes, my book expands. I've been photographing and researching and studying the religion and practice of spiritualism since 2001. And so my book is a culmination of all of this research. And when I first began the project, I was doing a very straightforward documentary. I was working as a photojournalist, and I thought I'd spend maybe one summer doing this short project about this interesting religion called spiritualism and the practice of mediumship. And instead, the topic was just so rich and so fascinating and took my work into so many different places that I ended up spending, well, now it's almost 17 years, it will be this summer, compiling this body of work.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about spiritualism, as far as the background of spiritualism. And for, you know, some of our inspired listeners out there are not familiar with the religion of spiritualism. And like I said, I didn't know that Dan Aykroyd was a fourth generation spiritualist. So I'm learning something new myself.
Yes, I know. Isn't that an interesting fact? So spiritualism is an American-born religion. It started in upstate New York, and it's basically the main premise is that we can speak with spirits of the dead through the act of mediumship. And I didn't know anything about spiritualism either, but I grew up in Buffalo, New York, which is an hour away from a place called Lilydale, New York, which is the world's largest spiritualist community. And my cousin went to Lilydale, New York, when I was in high school and received a message from a medium who did not know who she was. She was at a message service where the mediums stand in front of a crowd and pick people out and give them short messages. And she was given details about my grandfather's death that proved to be true. It played into this kind of secret about his death that none of us were aware of. And this medium revealed this fact to my cousin, and I thought, oh my God, how could somebody possibly know such a thing? How could you fake that? You know, my grandfather had been dead, I think at that point, for over 30 years, and my cousin didn't know the story. So sometimes you hear people, well, it's all mind games, it's all you know, mentalism, or they're picking their brain psychically. But you know, this is something that my cousin did not know, and the woman did not know her, and there was no real way to research this. So I was left with this, you know, conundrum. How can this happen? And so when I became a professional photographer years later, I decided to see what it was all about. And I had many fascinating experiences, and I wasn't expecting to have some with my camera as well, but I have.
Yeah, and looking at some of the so on our Facebook page, if you want to visit Inspired Living Radio on Facebook, we have Shannon's bio, all of her links, her extended links for the press, for the book. You've put together some very impressive packages, too, of how people can contribute and get something back as far as spiritual art or a portrait, and also have their name published in the book. So I was very I was very intrigued with that as far as contributing to the book itself. But there is just some fascinating pictures within the book that you've captured based on mediums either working in the demonstrating platform like you just were talking about, or in full trance state. I know when we were taking the class in 2016, you were getting some fabulous pictures as well. And just refresh my memory, Shannon, were you there when the chandelier in the library was going crazy? Were you part of that class?
No, I missed that, but I heard about it. But I'm not surprised, because every time I've been to Findlay College, things like that do happen.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was just absolutely, the chandelier was just going crazy for like 20 minutes. So, but we're going to be getting into our first break. And I did have a question from one of our listeners. And yes, that is the Dan Aykroyd, the creator of Ghostbusters. Somebody was asking if that's the actual actor Dan Aykroyd. So yes, Dan Aykroyd, who is a fourth generation spiritualist. But the person in England wanted to know if they could get your book through the UK, because they weren't able to find it through Amazon UK.
Oh, yes, I should explain. I actually am working with a publisher who's based in London, but it's a crowdfunding publisher. So what's happening, I need to sell a certain amount of copies, and then it goes into production. So it's a pre-sale. And so I kind of joke and tell people they can help materialize this book into reality by pre-ordering. And I'm about halfway there, so hopefully it'll go into production very soon.
Yeah, and your website shows that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's very, very clear on my website. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very laid out very nicely, and those are the packages as far as you can contribute to the different packages. And it's if I was looking at your website, you were about 43% funded, so you're almost halfway there. So if you want to contribute and get involved with this project, please visit Shannon's website, and that's shannontaggart.com, if I'm reading this. Yep, and that's T-A-G-G-A-R-T, so it's Shannon Taggart with two G's.
Yes.
Awesome. So, yeah, if you want to visit our page, if you want to call in with the question, please do so. The number to call in is 202-570-7057. We're going to be going to our first break here in about a minute or so, but we have a lot of questions. We're going to be talking about ectoplasm. We're going to be talking a little bit more in depth about spiritualism, some questions, you know, how – you know, how did Dan Aykroyd get in? I'm curious to know how his awareness, because from my perspective, transformed me to start doing the work of mediumship. And it is fascinating work when you're a medium and you're giving people information that you have no way of knowing, and giving them evidence that helps change lives. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about ectoplasm, physical mediumship, some of the pictures you've captured and how that even works. How do we capture the spiritual world, the unseen world, if you will, through the lens of a camera? So that's going to be interesting as we come back from our first break. But again, if you want to call in, the number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. We have our very special guest today, Shannon Taggart, talking about her book, Seance, Spiritual Ritual, and the Search for Ectoplasm. Part documentary, part ghost story. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on Inspired Living Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our very special guest today. Shannon, thank you for being with us. and sharing, oh my goodness, your fascinating background, the work that you've done. So you spoke a little bit about your connection with Lilydale and what kind of got you interested in spiritualism. And talk to us a little bit about some of the projects that you worked on, some of the more fascinating projects you've worked on, and kind of the basis for the work that you do now around this.
Well, I began photographing clairvoyant mediumship and everything that was really going on in Lilydale, New York, which is home to the world's largest spiritualist community. So that means healing, messages, stuff like that. And I was kind of beginning to get a little frustrated because a lot of what I was trying to photograph was invisible, you know, like invisible communication and, you know, messages, these charged atmospheres where people were talking to spirits that I couldn't see. And around this time, I started to have a few happy accidents with my camera, which ended up really, this became an element that really drove the experimental aspect of the project. One of which was, I was at the Lilydale Museum photographing a woman who was working there, and I was shooting film at the time, and I got in two separate frames on two different rolls of film a large purple orb right at her shoulder. And this is before I'd ever even heard of orb photography or anything like that. And I printed these pictures and I brought them back to her, and I said, you know, I got this weird purple orb near you in two of these frames. I have no idea how it happened. And she looked at the pictures for a bit and then looked at me and said, oh, that's my husband, Bob. And she really believed it was Bob's energy that had shown up in my photograph. And I had never thought about photography in that way before. I would never thought about, you know, the accidental mishaps having meaning or you know, there being ways to play with the process that could infer to the invisible. And I became intrigued with this. And I also found out that spiritualists, since the beginning of photography, had been using the photographic process to try to make a visual for the spirit world. And I found out about that lost history, which unfortunately is written out of the major photo history texts. So I had to go and learn all about that. And that was fascinating as well.
Yes, I bet, to know that there's a history there, but then to be able to add from your own experiences too. And if people follow the links that we've posted on social media, you can go to the website and see some of these really fascinating photos of some trans mediums that were doing some work, that you captured some interesting photography on. Actually, transmediumship is a very interesting thing to witness and experience. Do you want to share a little bit about what happens there with transfiguration, the spirit world, when it comes over a medium and you've captured it physically?
Yes. For the most part, much of mediumship is very similar to what you see on shows like The Long Island Medium, for example, where, you know, they're in a white room with light and there's nothing spooky going on. They're just having a conversation. It's just about exchanging energy. But I did find out that there were mediums who still did seances, which is when you create a dark space and you use, you know, low light or different levels of light. Oftentimes it's a red light. And you do this in order to create a sensory kind of deprivation area where you can have other types of experiences with your senses. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, life germinates in the dark, like, for example, the womb, or plants under the soil, so that maybe we should be in these dark rooms trying to create these connections between life and death. And so I began trying to photograph people who are doing these type of situations, and the lighting is very low, you know, for photography. Sometimes the exposures had to be very long, and even when I was trying to make a very sharp picture, sometimes within the long exposure, within the blur and the motion, some very striking synchronicities would happen, meaning there was some correlation between the pictures I was making and what the medium said was happening to their body. And these situations are also they're very physical. It's almost like the medium is a performance artist of sorts. And I mean that in a spiritual way, a spiritual performance artist. They're kind of offering their bodies to the spirits to speak through them, to possibly appear over their faces. And so that's what these type of seance situations are meant to create. And so that's, I photographed quite a bit of that as well.
Yeah, so for the listener who's not familiar with this aspect of mediumship, because, more of the masses are familiar with what they see on TV or, you know, with their own experience in a session themselves. But what we're talking about, is, as you said, is rooms and lighting that are created so that you can witness spirit coming through in physically. That's called like transfiguration, where the medium is sitting, and like you said, they're allowing the spirit to come through them and physically appear over them, which is transfiguration. So if you look with small eyes, and because the lighting is just right, you can actually see spirit come over the medium. You can see the shape, maybe what the face looks like, and then you can hear the medium, their voice change as spirit speaks through them. So it's a very, very interesting process. I've witnessed that myself at spiritualist communities, and practice a little bit of that in different exercises at workshops that I've done too. So it's a very interesting process. Now, is there a certain way that you approach photographing the paranormal like this?
Well, my book is actually has many layers within it. The first way I'm approaching it as a documentarian, I take the ethnographic aspect very seriously, because as far as I know, I am the only documentarian who is focusing on physical mediumship and spiritualism with the visual documentary approach. And so I'm trying to really tell the story of what the practices are and what they mean and what spiritualists believe. So there's that element. And then on top of that, there is, my own art that tries to blur this line and see if my camera can actually play with this idea of visualizing the invisible, and if it's possible to have an experience that resonates with the mediumistic experience. And so that's why I say the project blurs the line between art and anthropology, because it's the element of my own art project is in there as well, where I'm really trying to, I guess, be a medium myself with my camera and see what happens.
Oh, now that's an interesting, that's a different different aspect to doing this kind of work. And that's, that's wonderful, because some people are very, especially the skeptics out there, they need something tangible, tangible to believe that something like this is possible. So that would be a lot of what it is your photography, I'd imagine, captures, and certainly what was on your website, it looks like it does that. But what are some of the maybe strange experiences that you've had with the paranormal, or some of the stories behind some of your most like haunting images? Because let's face it, some of those pictures on your website are a little spooky. They're a little spooky, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because people will see the image and say, because it's red light in dark rooms, and people in the dark or infrared pictures, and it does have a dark aesthetic to it. And so people say, aren't you scared of these situations? But the fact is that when you're in these situations, it's actually very healing and very peaceful and very beautiful. And I want to make the point that spiritualism and the spiritualists I've worked with are all about doing this work for healing. There's a healing aspect, trying to merge the world for healing. But
that's right.
The images really, there is, you know, some people have told me straight up that they are afraid of my pictures. And I've learned to not take that as an insult, or I learned to take it as a compliment, because that means that what I'm doing is effective. It's speaking to them. Maybe it's not, you know, they're acknowledging that there's something to it by having that reaction. And, you know, I've had people say also too, like, oh, your pictures are interesting, but I don't want to hang them on my walls. And that's okay too. I'm more, my interest with this project is to create conversation and see if I can bring you, make you feel like you're in that seance room with me and kind of questioning what's happening and having the experience of, are these two worlds merging? And I want to create questions and have people engage with the mystery of spiritualism. So if my pictures can do that, that would be my goal. So yeah, I do know some of them are a little intense. But I do think that it's bringing people into the experience, regardless. And you know, maybe it will encourage people to explore for themselves. You know, that's another thing that could happen by looking at the pictures. But a lot of people think that they're beautiful too. So there's that as well. There's both reactions. But as far as like experiences, I've had many really interesting experiences. One of the spookiest or strangest experience I've had with photography, and I'm trying to think see if it's on my website. There's a medium named Gordon Garforth, and I had taken pictures of him in trance, and it was under a green light. I don't see that picture right on my website, so I'm going to load it up after we get off the program. And he was under this green red light, and he said, you know, when I go into trance, my face changes. And so I took these pictures, and they were all long exposures, and, you know, so blur is a factor. But in several of them, he looked strikingly different. He looked like different people. And in this one, he looked like he was wearing glasses and had a mustache, which he didn't in real life. And it was almost, you know, it was a really alarming picture, because it was almost like a Hitler-esque mustache. So I was really, I didn't want to show him the picture, you know, because I was a little afraid, because it so much didn't look like him. And when I showed him that one, he said, oh, that's my favorite. And I was thinking, why does he like the spooky picture of himself? And then he took me to his house to see a picture of his great-grandfather, which was a spinning image of this image that I had made of Gordon. So it was this very bizarre photographic synchronicity that there's no way I could fake. It resonated. I mean, when you see them together, it's just shocking. And so it's moments like that that really keep me working and keep me probing the process to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, thank you for bringing that up, Shannon, earlier, how you talked about the work behind this is really about healing and love. And the more you're familiar with this work, the more you understand that, and it's less of a kind of a mysterious, unknown type of experience. But for those that don't work in this or have not experienced it before, that might be the perspective that it is they come by, you know, when they see the pictures and they, oh, you know, just kind of adds to the mystery of it all. But I think what your work does too is it shows the phenomena behind the spirit world and, you know, just all that it is. The spirit world is capable of, because human beings always need to be shown, they need proof, they need to see things, and you know, and so your work does a beautiful job of doing that for the people that need it. But I'm glad you brought up the point that it's not in any way, shape, or form scary. It's really about love and healing.
And that's one message, you know, I try to speak about this as often as I can, because I find a lot of people aren't familiar with, even though if they're interested in mediumship, many people don't know much about spiritualism, and that I think the stereotype is it's a bunch of hucksters who are just looking to make money off of people. And in my experience, that is not true at all. That is the more rare person than you would find. Almost everybody I have met are genuine practitioners who have a sincere practice, and they're trying to create healing in the world.
Yes, and when you think about it, really all professions have that potential of, you know, not being in integrity, or people working in a certain profession that's not with integrity. And, you know, so it's not – every profession has that. It's not just limited
right.
to this kind of work. Now, when you talk about, like, ectoplasm – talk to us a little bit about what that is and what your experience is in capturing it, or in your, you know, search for photography with ectoplasm and so forth.
Oh, okay, yeah. Ectoplasm is a very strange topic. I usually start by telling people, have you ever seen the movie Ghostbusters? You know how they use the term ectoplasm? Well, that's actually a real aspect of spiritualism. And Dan Aykroyd, one of the creators of Ghostbusters, from his spiritualist background, that's where he got the term. And that in the movie, it's kind of the slime that comes out of the ghost. But for spiritualists, ectoplasm is a mysterious substance that is a result of merging the spiritual and material realms. It's something that appears physically when the realms meet through a medium's body. And some of the early pictures of ectoplasm are shocking. They're some of the strangest images I think I've ever seen within the history of photography. You know, they're powerful and weird and kind of speak about the body in a bizarre way. And I don't know, I'm going to load on my website, there are some vintage images, and I'm going to load up an example of a vintage ectoplasm next to one of my images of ectoplasm so people can see, because it's a hard thing to talk about unless you've seen the images. But if you just Google spirit photography ectoplasm, you'll see what I mean, these very dramatic, strange, bizarre images.
And hold that thought for a moment, Shannon. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we go to break here, our final break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation on ectoplasm. Stay with us.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. I think Mark may be having some technical difficulties. So, Mark, when you are ready, come back and join us. So, Shannon, you were talking a little bit about the ectoplasm phenomena before we went to break.
Yes, and so I had mentioned that, and I did upload a vintage image next to a contemporary image of ectoplasm up on my website so people could see if they want. So it's this strange
substance. Would you be able to do that? Just real quickly, would you be so kind to do that on our Inspired Living page as well? Because I think people would love to see it.
Oh, sure. Is that on Facebook?
Yes, yeah. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. So this ectoplasm, you know, I found, you know, in the pictures it looks so absurd and ridiculous and strange and foreign, but I found the contemporary spiritualists I was meeting believed in the reality of ectoplasm. So I had to find out, were there mediums in this world still doing this ectoplasm seances, which is kind of like only happened in the Victorian era. It seemed like it probably became less popular after the 1930s. So, you know, in this day and age, I was wondering if people were still trying to produce ectoplasm, and I found out there were. And I found out, too, that it's a very controversial topic within spiritualism, and that many spiritualists believe that that's the old way, it's the way of the past, that we have to abandon the trying to do the physical seances because the way forward is through our consciousness, it's through clairvoyant mediumship, it's through producing evidence that way. And then there's another faction within spiritualism that says, no, this has always been there and always is important to our faith and our practice, so we should still be trying to do it. So that's kind of what the narrative around my book was, me searching for people who were using ectoplasm and trying to create it and trying to photograph that, you know, and it's definitely a controversial topic.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that, but I do hear some of the more older generation spiritualists that do talk about bridging that gap between the older traditions and how to bring it forward. In fact, I know that they have courses that Arthur Finley about that center around that too a little bit. So that so that's interesting. And now, so you've actually, what does that process look like when ectoplasm is forming?
Well, you know, it's one thing that I discovered is that it's a subjective term, and to certain people, ectoplasm just means something that's an ether, like a spiritual ether, and it can come into the room and change the atmosphere or change the temperature or change perceptions. And then other people meant, you know, the exact streams that you see in those vintage pictures, and they were talking about that literal ectoplasm. So it's different, you know, every situation you go into, it's different. You don't know what you're really going to find. I mean, you know, somebody like the medium Gordon Garforth I had mentioned earlier, who went into a trance and his face seemed to change. He said that's, you know, due to ectoplasm, but that was, you know, an energy I couldn't see with my eyes. And then you have people like the German medium Kai Mugi, who I don't know if people are familiar with, but he's producing ectoplasm that looks exactly like the vintage images. I mean, when you see his seances, it's as if you're sitting in front of one of those vintage images jumping right to life. And, you know, he's a very controversial person within spiritualism right now. He's being studied by scientists. There's debates, you know, in the Society of Psychical Research. I think he's been on the cover twice recently with people debating whether he's real or not, whether what he's doing is important or not. You know, so I'm not trying to create any, make, you know, come to any conclusions about all this. I'm trying to put forth all the material I find and say, hey, this is going on. What do we think about it? What does it mean? Like, kind of as an artist, I have the, I guess, the luxury of being able to create questions, whereas a scientist, you know, they are the ones who are trying to find definitive proof and trying to prove things. And, you know, art's a little bit different. It, you know, we approach things kind of in the opposite way, I guess. And, you know, there are people who say to me, you know, why would you bother doing these pictures if you're not trying to prove something or create evidence? And the thing about photography is we know photography is not scientific evidence. It's too tricky of a medium. There's too many factors involved. Yes, you can use it scientifically, but when you remove a photograph from its context, it becomes something else. And rather than fight against that, I'm trying to work with that as much as possible.
Sure, understood. Oh, there we go, Mark. I was just going to bring you back on.
Yeah,
glad you're with us again.
I think we were having some spiritual interactions there with my microphone or my connection. But I was just going to add to that, Shannon, too, because the belief system around photographs, I remember going back when the photograph first came out, that people were scared of having their photograph taken because they thought that their soul was being captured. So it's very interesting today that belief system would now be evolved. Now we don't even think about pictures, you know, even thinking of our soul being captured or stuck. But at one point in history, it was believed that the photography was evil and, you know, that you would capture the soul and it would be trapped. So go ahead.
Yeah. That and that goes back. That's a good point, because and part of the reason that was the belief was because a photograph could freeze the reflection and keep it held. And for, you know, throughout time in history, the reflection was, you know, a window to the soul. It was, right. It was your doppelganger. It was your second self. And so the fact that there is something very metaphysical of photography, just when you use it as photography, I mean, if you think about it, it does blur the line between life and death, because it traps time and it freezes the reflection. It preserves a person's disembodied presence. You know, you can look at a picture of your deceased loved one and feel them, you know, because you're actually looking at a light impression of their, of themselves. You know, you're actually seeing something that does relate to their physical presence. So yeah, the whole metaphysical aspect of photography is really interesting as well.
Well, and that leads me into one of our questions from one of our inspired listeners. She was asking, what's your thoughts on why you think the camera catches so much more than what the eye actually sees? I know light's going to be part of it, but in your experience, why do you think that is, that the photograph can pick up, you know, ectoplasm or orbs or what else do they pick up that you can't see with the human eye?
Yeah, I think it's a play of many things. I mean, you know, the raw materials of photography are light and time, you know, so you're playing with light, you're playing with time, and there's really nothing more, you know, kind of interesting in this world than using those two things to create something. But then there's also, I've always believed, and this doesn't even have anything to do with spiritualism, really, but I do believe that a photographer's consciousness factors into making pictures, and that goes into any type of picture you want to make. I mean, some of the best photographers, it's almost as if you're looking into their mind. You know, we say we see the photographer's eye, but I feel like the part of the photographer's eye is their consciousness, what they're directing their focus at, what their attention is bringing yours to, and kind of coming together in the photographic medium. So, so I do think, you know, I've been around people who are really into orb photography, and, you know, there's a lot of debate. And, you know, my professional photographer friends would say it's just light, it's just, or, you know, it's just dust, it's just, you know, cheap cameras getting artifacts. And, you know, that's all well and good, and that's, you know, I'm not going to debate what it is, because there are people who've done tests too and claim that it's really not that. But what's most interesting to me is when the orb photographers, they go into a situation and they try to make the orbs do certain things or fall into certain patterns. Or, you know, I've seen orb photographers where they call in the orbs and, you know, you slowly see in pictures they gather, and by the end you have a room full of orbs. That is very strange to me, the way that they kind of try to direct it with their consciousness. And so I do think photography has a lot to do with consciousness.
Well, you must be a little psychic, Shannon, because that leads to my next question that another inspired listener asked, wanting to know if you've ever asked the spirit to take a picture, and if so, what was the result? So it's tying into the consciousness that you were just explaining with the orbs. But yourself, if you're getting ready to take a picture, do you consciously put it out there to say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Spirit, please show up in this picture so I can capture it?
Yes, I've done some of that myself, and I would classify those kind of experiments under the title of ITC, instrumental transcommunication, and that's a practice within spiritualism that where people use technology to try and create evidence or have an interaction or have the spirits show themselves. So I have done those type of experiments, and that would be under the section of technology. And I've also been in situations where the medium's spirit guide or spirit team directs me on what to do. And one of those most interesting images is on my site under the physical mediumship. There was a woman named Sharon Harvey, who's a wonderful medium. And she said, I don't want you to take long exposures. Just take short exposures while I'm in trance. And so I said, okay. And so then in the middle of the sitting, her spirit guide said, I want you to take one long exposure, and I will show you the mask of my spirit mask on her body. And so I did take one exposure, and I did get an image that looks like a mask coming off of her face. And so that was like a very interesting experience. And it has the picture has that duality where, you know, skeptics would say it's just a long exposure and it's just, you know, it's just motion. But then there's that synchronicity that the spirit told me to take it that way. And I did, and it was perfectly rendered. So, you know, there's that ambiguity to the image that I find really fascinating.
That is fascinating. So I have a question. What is, to you, in all the photographs and all the research that you've done over the, I think you said 17 years now, as far as documenting this, what stands out in your mind as one of the most influential or awe moments that you've captured on film that really sticks out that would stay with you today? Or an experience that you've had while photography?
There's just so many. It's such a weird experience to be shocked by your own images. There's a couple in the physical mediumship one where I was in a seance where the medium made his hand appear gigantic. And I mean, it was a shocking moment for me. It was the most magical thing I had ever seen. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's just a magic trick. It didn't look like it was a magic trick to me. It looked like his hand just grew right in front of my face. And I was convinced that I had a hypnotic, you know, hallucination, and that I would have a small image, a small hand on my camera. And when I saw the image, it was a large hand, and it was just pretty wild, you know. That's one of the many images. And the book will have about 350 pictures in it. It's going to be full color, so the work really spans the gamut. There's a lot of different angles I'm taking, and a lot of different aspects to approaching mediumship and photographing it. And I'll be writing all the stories in it as well.
Very cool. And if folks want to get into the pledge, if they want to take advantage of the rewards that you're offering, because it is a reward system based on their pledge, from anywhere from $45 all the way up to $2,800 that they can, you know, get involved, where can they go for that and actually see if we can bump that 43%, maybe up to 50% after they listen to the show today?
Yeah, that would be great. So if you go to my website, there's a link right on it, shannontaggart.com, that will, it will take you to Unbound, which is my publisher, and you can, you know, you can get ordered, just order the book, and just by ordering the book, you get your name printed inside every edition listed as a patron to, you know, because the, this pre-sale is making this book happen, and it's going to be printed and produced in the way that I really want it to be, and that, so that's the motivation behind the pre-sale. And but you can order, you know, bent spoons, there's readings, there's tarot readings, there's prints, there's Curlian photography session, and like at the top, I think with the most expensive, there's like a trip to Lilydale that cool. You know, I would be guiding.
Awesome. Well, Shannon, it's been a pleasure having you on Inspired Living Radio Day. What's for our Inspired listeners, what's one thing that inspires you?
Working creatively. And I think everybody, no matter what you do, just kind of being creative in your life and kind of trying to work with consciousness and in a way that you're giving over and not being predictable. So even with the camera, and everybody can do it with their camera, I think.
Awesome. Great advice. Thank you so much for being our guest today here on Inspired Living Radio.
We really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
And until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.